Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And what do we want to talk to you about today on our weekly podcast? Well, you know, our daughter, Lana, has been wanting to open up a grooming, salon for the pets?
For pets, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, she found a storefront, and Larry and I went there this past week, and we're helping her get it together, painting and whatnot. And she came up with a cute name, Four Paws Salon.
Now, it's Four Paws and then salon? Or what does it mean?
It means the dogs and the cats have four paws, Larry.
Oh, like their feet. Like
right.
Oh, I thought you had a paws. Four.
Oh, no.
Paws.
Well, that could be taken.
I was confused. It
could be taken different ways.
I got you.
Anywho. So, Lana had adopted a rescue dog. Cute. Some type of Labrador mix. A big dog. It is a big dog. And for some reason, it attached itself to Larry.
Yeah, it imprinted on me or something or whatever they say.
It wouldn't leave Larry. Well, she, girl, wouldn't leave Larry alone.
Drives me nuts.
I mean, Larry even went on the ladder and there's the dog sitting at the end of the ladder. Larry comes down and the dog is right next to him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not that, like, I don't like animals or something.
Well, no,
it's
we just have Snickers that, and Kit Kat.
I mean, animals like people to me. I either kind of like you or I kind of don't, you know. But I'm sorry, but this dog, she's always up in my business. And I'm like, I don't know, she's always sniffing my bean bags and everything. I can't take it. It's too much.
Yeah, she was going at you. Anyway, you know, I kept saying, all right, honey, come over here. And I was trying to pet her. You know, I understand she came from the SPCA and, you know, she's new to it and everything. But, you know, Larry, I think maybe she thinks you're her previous pet parent or owner. I don't know what they call them now. I call myself a pet parent. Snickers and Kit Kats are my babies.
Staring at me, sniffing me, jumping on me. I can't do anything.
She was staring. She was staring, Larry. So, yeah, I thought for sure with Snickers and Kit Kat scent on us, she wouldn't want to be right next to us. But boy, oh boy, she was right next to Larry. She wouldn't leave him alone. And poor Larry, you like your personal space. You don't like anybody.
Yeah, need my space.
Except when Bob is around you. Somehow you let him get in your grill. What is that about?
Yeah, well, be getting in the grill's one thing, but you don't see Bobby, you know, sniffing my privates or something like that. You know, there's a big difference.
No, oh gosh, no.
Bobby doesn't jump on me or nothing like that, you know?
No. Well,
maybe
she,
a little close talker.
She wanted some attention.
That's different.
I think you just needed to give her some attention and she would have been fine. But yeah, she wouldn't leave him alone. And so, you know, I know it's not like the funniest thing that happened, except for when poor Larry, oh my goodness, I didn't mean to laugh, Larry. But, you know, we were painting the walls and of course you have your pan with the paint in it. And I thought the dog shouldn't have been there. Do you know what I'm saying? When you're painting, do you want a dog around?
No, this is what I'm telling you. Up in my business, I can't deal
right.
with it.
And, you know, the dog went in and stepped inside the pan, you know, the roller pan, and the paws are all over the place. And guess what? You know, our daughter loved it. She loved it. She's leaving the paw prints all over the floor, which is cute because it's a pet salon. I get it.
She loves it. I scream. We're two different people.
I get it. But here's the thing. When Larry would, you know, bend down and get his roller and put it in the pan. Here comes the dog and right into his butt. What is that about? I don't understand.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
invasion of privacy.
It was very strange. So yeah, that's our podcast. We just wanted to tell you about our experience. And, you know, this happens to other people, I'm sure. So you have a great day or night whenever you listen to this. And thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life.
It's called a leash.